outlet the reference Leap Folian is for to alert folk to the ways that the Scots lead was fesh done, with some cultural and political honlin comprehend it. Afore lettered Scots, AD 1100 to 1350. About 1100, the lead, New Kent as Ingalls till its speakers, comes to be shaped with French and Latin ever mair. Latin documents starts to comprehend day-to-day words as glosses of Latin terms, or gives personal and steed names. Charters shows that all Dangles, Gaelic, Norman and Scandinavian personal names can be found within single families, showing what leads was at work. 1100 to 1107. Through their years, Turgo of Durham, that became Bishop of St Andrews in 1107, rate his life of Queen Margaret, wife of Malcolm III Cainmore. In this work, he described the king helping Margaret and counsels of Kirk were for him, and said of Malcolm, "And seen as he kent the tongue of the Angles perfect like, for by his ain, he was in this counsel a most canny interpretator for both sides." 1124 to 1249. The rings of Dovet the First, Malcolm the Fort, Wealham the First, and Alessandre the Second represents the hecht of Norman and French culture on the kingly family of Scotland, the affin Mary's own Normans out of both England and France. 1174. The Southron chronicler, Wealham of Newbury, in his Historia Rerum Anglicarum, stated, "Regne enim Scotici oppida et burgi ap Anglis habitare noscuntur," or "the tunes and boroughs of the Kinrick of Scotland is kent to be inhabit by Southrons." But as Charters shows indwellers fae Sindri ethnic backgrounds, Gaelic comprehend it, Newbury maybe didn't understand that it was rather the Ingles tongue that held the croon of the cosy. About 1180. A skill of monks with its original in Yorkshire establishes the orthography and customs of spelling for writing in Scotland that the Scots lead is grund at own sign. In this time, the Scots chancery devals in addressing folk conform to ethnic background and just calls them the king's subjects instead. 1225. The Statuta Ecclesiae Scoticani, put through with a general council of the Scots Kirk, that has pertly 1 hour in the register book of the Bishopry of Aberdeen, states that laymen micht recite the formula of baptism in Romano et etiam Anglico idiomate, or in both Latin and Ingles. About 1227, the Southron Chronicle of Barnwell claims that the mere recent kings of Scots professes themselves to be rather Frenchmen, both in race and manners, leading culture. And after daunting the Scots altogether, they allow naebdy but Frenchmen to their friendship and service. Contemporary evidence shows that a wheen of folk with Sindri ethnic and language backgrounds was at work on the Scots court, but the common spoken leads certainly had no muckle stonin to French and Latin. 1237. The Treaty of Newcastle between Alessandre II and Henry III establishes the modern political border between England and Scotland. The language merch lies yet on a line further south along the water of Humber, with them that bides north crying their lead Ingles, while them that bides south cries theirs English. About 1240. The scriver Bartle the Southron, in his De Proprietatibus Rerum, stated, "But nowadays mony Scots has changed the manners of the original folk in nae small measure, and for the better, as they aft come a melling with the Southron, who and ever the wild Scots and the Erse tax pride in following the gait of their feathers in dress, lead, sustenance and other customs." Bartle refers here to speakers of Ingles and Gaels growing apart in culture, and he pits this down to Southron wise working on the Kintra. Appearingly, he wasn't aware of English, Ingall's culture in Scotland for hundreds of years afore this time. 12 Stacks Day to 1294. Charters for this time attest to Tammas at Erlestone or Erkeldoun in Berwickshire. A kind of shadow-like body, better kent in old fern years as Tammas the Rhymer. He is the first Scot kent by name associate with Mackinverse and Ingalls, and tradition threeps that he was the author of the romanza Sir Tristram that wins over the day in a version put together in England about 1340. 1299, the Diplomatarium Norvegicum has intult the oldest text in Norn to win over for Shetland, a letter written by the lawmen of the islands. About 1300, a wee bit nip a verse anent the death of Alessandre III, when Alessandre our king was dead, is deluged to be the oldest text in Scots that we knew he, but fun only in quotes with chroniclers years after. Nips a mocking and political verse, said to be mackit by the Scots, is whiles paraphrased in contemporary Southern chronicles in the years after. 1306 to 1329, the ring of King Robert I, the Bruce. He addresses a letter to the Ayrshires, claiming that both the folk of Ireland and Scotland shares the same national strand, and has a common lead and common custom. He refers to Nostra Natio, our nation, forby. In 1317, a letter gien out in the name of Dole O'Neill, King of Tyrone, to Pope John XXII, stated that the kings of Scotia Minor, Scotland, all reds out their kin to lure Scotia Major, Ireland, and keeps to some degree our lead and customs. In the Middle Ages, the Latin terms Scotus and Scotis could be our set turn about either to mean the Erse lead, Erse folk, or Gaelic, or Gaels in both Ireland and Scotland. But in the Hinnerian and in England, the term Scots now starts to tackle on a mere quirky range of meanings that comprehends Ingall's speech and the Lawland culture now growing within the Kinrick of Scotland. 1320s. Earl Malise of Strathairn succeeds forby to the earldoms of Caithness and Orkney and the lordship of Shetland, after the death of Earl Magnus of Orkney. This establishes a Scots ruling kindred in Orkney and Shetland. Malise's grandson, Henry Sinclair, is invested with a jarldom by King Acho the Saxton of Norroway in 1379. 1329. The oldest document in Norn for Orkney that now wins our is a deed of sale dated at Kirkwall, whereby Catherine Countess in Orkney and Caithness coftle herself land in Sooth Ronalshie for Herr Erling Vidkunson. About 1350. In 1312, Abbot Tammas of Scone granted a 30-year tack of lands to Edmund Hayalees and his son Willem. Sometime, likely through the 1340s, about 50 vernacular glosses was ekit for to explain sindry Latin words. This is now the oldest regional instance of a substantious number of Scots words gathered together in a document.